Well, Paula, all the stuff that seems to be coming out of last night was that the club are in serious debt, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It was something that I was aware of and felt that last night it needed to get out there to the people of the club and beyond.
Were they surprised, and more to the point, were you surprised at how bad things are?
I kind of knew things weren't great. It's a football club, it's non-league, and therefore, you know, it's kind of, it goes with the territory. I think the extent of the debt, yes, during doing the due diligence, it became more and more evident that there was more out there. So I was a bit surprised at where it ended up. In terms of the people in the room last night, I think a lot of them knew that there were issues, but again, I don't think they realised the extent of them.
Right, so what do you do now?
Well, it was decided, I thought the best thing to do was lay it all bare and let people know. I have to say that the initial reaction I've been stunned by, I'd say stunned but probably not surprised, there were people in the room there that had been there for 30 years, supporters been there man and boy, and they were coming up with £20, £10, someone gave me a cheque for 100, someone gave me £250. They want to save the club, and that was why I wanted to let them know, because it's 138 years old. It deserves some effort to try and save it. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to try and push on with the plan to save the club.
Yeah. There are reports that the playing budget's going to get slashed, amongst other things.
Yeah. That was the hardest piece of news to deliver, I think, with a room full of first-team players and a manager that's been there for 8 weeks. But that's the reality. The reality is there really isn't a playing budget, even today. But I've managed to extend it for a couple of weeks in the hope that we can all club together as a unit, as a community, spread the message wider. And you just don't know that we might be able to do it. And there's certainly a lot of goodwill within the club to make sure that we do achieve it.
Yeah, I mean, this sort of thing usually means that one or two players end up going. Do you expect that?
There was a plea last night to those players. You know, I'm not daft. There'll certainly be people circling already. We've got some players there that could walk into a team, and I'm sure that they'll probably get approaches this morning. What we said last night and the manager said to them is, you know, please, for the short term, at least stick with us. We don't want to lose our players. That would be awful.
Yeah. There's also a report that either last night or very shortly, a full-time member of staff's got to go.
Yes, unfortunately we had to make a redundancy last week. It's always a sad day when that happens, but it was a question of looking where we were losing money. One of the areas was the clubhouse. It's not sustainable. So we had to make that decision too, which, again, it wasn't easy, but it was necessary.
I guess the obvious question now, Paul, is, I mean, are you going to be able to turn this around? I mean, there's no danger of the club folding or anything like that?
There is a danger of the club folding, but it's not what we want. We do have options. One, of course, is just to walk away. The other one is that we could look at a CBA, but that is just nothing about what we've been doing so far suggests that we want to walk away from anything. We don't want to walk away from the league we're in either. So there's a big danger that the club might not continue, but every effort from myself, the consortium, the people in the room will be made to ensure that it doesn't. It's vital we protect that club and its history.